2 of a series titled Gideon's Torch. This particular presentation is titled The Least in My Father's House. This study is a study of Judges chapter 6 through 8, but not from the historical understanding, but from a prophetic point of view. In our first presentation, we looked at the first 10 verses in Judges chapter 6 from the point of view that all these things are examples for those of us that live at the end of the world, and therefore it is illustrating the Adventist experience at the end of the world, among other things. And we've seen in the first 10 verses of Judges 6 a time period where Israel had departed from the Lord and they were being oppressed by Midian, the Amalekites, and the children of the east, a threefold enemy that in Bible prophecy illustrates modern Babylon at the end of the world, the beast, the dragon, and the false prophet. And we've seen that part of the story here is that the Lord had sent the children of Israel a prophet at that time, and the emphasis of the prophet was to point Gideon's people during that time period back to the history of God's dealing with his people. And we emphasize that this is one way to understand the work of Sister White. Over and over again, as she attempts to give us information to stand at the end of the world, she takes us back to Bible history. And we see Adventism in these 10 verses portrayed as being in the Laodicean condition today, with the message of the spirit of prophecy saying, look to the past if you're going to understand the future. And we're going to take up the rest of chapter 6 at this point. We want to start with a passage from Testimonies, volumes 5, page 708. As a people, we are called individually to be students of prophecy. And this is the angle that we're looking at this story of Gideon from, prophetic perspective. How does this parallel or portray the end of the world? Let's read Judges 6, 11 through 16. And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak which was in Ophrah, that pertained to Joash the Abizrite, and his son Gideon threshed wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said unto him, O my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befallen us? And where be all his miracles which our father told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord hath forsaken us and delivered us into the hand